Before I lead you into the room, I'm going to go over with you what is going to happen tonight. I will be gagging you, blindfolding you, and putting noise-canceling headphones on you. The headphones will block out everything but my voice. You will not know what is going on unless I tell you. You will be completely dependent on me. Once that is all set up, I'm going to attach this leash to your collar and lead you into the room where I'll be strapping you down and telling everyone the rules for tonight. We have agreed on the rules beforehand, but you will also hear them just so that you can be reminded of them and you won't be afraid. Once everything is set up, the party is going to have their way with you, and besides what you feel on your body, the only thing you are going to rely on is my voice in your ear. You are going to have to trust that for who's fucking you, who's touching you, and all that fun stuff. Are you still okay with this? I thought so. Now show me your safe signal so that I can stop everything if you get overwhelmed. Perfect. Open your mouth for me. Yeah, just like that. So good for me. I'm giving you a simple bit gag. It's large enough to keep your mouth open and not make any noise, but small enough that it's comfortable for long-term wear. And you can even bite down on it if you want. Go ahead. You always look so good in leather. Ready for the blindfold? So cute when you try to talk like that. So, I made sure this one was silk, so you couldn't see, but it would still be soft around your eyes and wouldn't irritate you. And, again, don't be afraid to signal me if you want one of these taken off during the scene. Just if it gets to be too much or it's too overwhelming. I know how it can be like that sometimes. But it feels nice and tight, right? Good. I wouldn't want it to fall off during the scene. Now, are you ready for the headphones? Remember, before I put these on, I might sound a bit different when I'm in your ear because I'm going to be very, very close to you in the microphone. Good. My voice is going to be a little different, but I'm still going to be there, so you don't have to panic. Thumbs up if you can hear me. It works. Hell yeah. Let me just add the leash so you don't get lost. Neck. Lovely. Are you ready to be tonight's entertainment? Of course you are. So eager already. I love it. Come on. Hello, everyone. Well, I'm getting tonight's toy situated. Let me go over the rules with everyone once more. Remember, I have a zero tolerance policy involving my things. So if you fail to follow any of my rules, you are immediately kicked out and I will block you on everything. Now you, my dear, bend over for me. There you go. Comfortable? I'm going to start strapping you down now. Be a good little toy for me. I'm going to turn my attention back to the crowd, but don't worry. Everyone's attention will be on you soon enough. Alright everyone, listen up. Rule number one. If my plaything uses their safe signal at any point tonight, you are to stop immediately. And if I did not notice it for some reason, you will grab my attention so I can make sure they are okay.
Their safety and enjoyment is the most important part of this. Rule number two, you know their limits. What is okay, what is not okay. You've been briefed before you are invited. If you do not respect them, then the same exact thing will happen if you do not follow rule number one. Now rule number three, nothing permanent. A bruise here, a hickey there, that's all fine and good. If you beat them so they can't sit for a week, try to cut them or leave a scar or anything like that, I will do the exact same thing you did to them, to you. Rule number four, they are allowed to come tonight. I have no issues with you giving the cum slut as many or as little orgasms as y'all want to tonight. They will be getting one orgasm from me after everything is over, so really it's up to you guys if you want them to come a ton or be edged for hours and hours. I think I know which one this fucktoy wants though. And the final rule, rule number five. Their mouth is off limits tonight. So we are playing with sensory deprivation tonight, as you can see. They're gagged, restrained, blindfolded, and they can only hear my voice. Do not use their mouth at all tonight. They are only an object. The only one allowed near their face tonight is me. Simple enough to follow, right? Awesome. I've had the little attention whore. As you can see, they're already fucking needy for it.
Don't be nervous. I picked the first person to go up tonight. It's one of your favorites, in fact. My best friend. And guess what? She brought your favorite strap. She's lubing it up right now. The 8-inch purple one. The one that glows in the dark, to be exact. I know how much you love that one. Which reminds me, I need to ask her where she got it. It feels good going in, doesn't it? Can you hear the squelch? Can you hear how fucking wet she made that strap before putting it in you? Oh, that's right, you can't. You can't hear anything except my voice. Your entire world has narrowed down to just this. Yeah. So good. Taking it inch by inch in that pretty hole of yours. It's filling you up quite nicely, isn't it? Even if you can't see it, even if you can't hear it, you can feel it. Yeah? Oh, yeah. You can touch their body. Feel free to touch them wherever. You can also use the ice from your drinks on them. Yeah, making the ice melt on their body is actually one of my favorite things in the world. Oh, what was that? Were you trying to say something to me? Oh, it's such a good thing that I gagged you. I would hate for my property to talk back or make any noise while they're being fucked and toyed with. After all, this is me showing you off to my friends. Some people like to show off their cars. I just so happen to enjoy showing off my personal fuck toy. It's something I'm just so proud of. And really, it's the same thing. Both are objects. Just one is so much prettier. So much more fun. Oh, was that cold? You made a face. Is the ice too cold for your sensitive skin? Do you not like the feeling of Casey running an ice cube up and down your back while you take a strap? I must say, I'm enjoying it. The view is fucking gorgeous. Your hole being pounded like it's a fleshlight while cold water drips onto you. If I was in their position, I would have to put the ice directly on your most sensitive parts while I fuck you. Watch you try to stay turned on through the frozen pleasure. My friends are being so nice to you, fuck doll. They're giving you some sort of reprieve. I wouldn't be that generous. Not when I have such a filthy object that is begging to be used and abused, to be fucked and toyed with. Oh, is the little toy trying to thank them? Are you trying to thank my friends? trying to helplessly buck into them and get more friction? You're strapped down. You're not going anywhere. Did you forget that? You couldn't even move if you wanted to. You couldn't escape if you tried. God, you really are so fucking stupid. Just a dumb fucking slut that can't do anything except take whatever people decide to give you. I'm sure you're loving the attention though. The hands on you, the strap inside of you, not getting any attention where you need it the most so you can't actually come. It seems you aren't coming on this strap. Maybe the next person will be generous and let you come. I know if I was next, I wouldn't let you come, but maybe someone will take pity on you and grant you release. I don't think you've earned it yet. You haven't been fucked enough, toyed with enough, teased enough, denied enough. Not yet.
Are you already done fucking my slut? Oh, well, aren't you generous? Who's next? Ooh, I think they're really, really going to like this one. You are so smart sometimes. Yeah, I think we can arrange for that to happen later.
Do you want to guess who number two is? Should I tell you? Or maybe I should let you guess based on the feel of the object entering you. Is that a cock? Is that a strap? Is it a vibrator or a dildo? Can you even tell? I'm sure you want to know. But maybe you're too cock drunk from just one strap to even tell at this point. Being an object for entertainment really suits you. Lets you flourish into what you are. A fuck toy. A cum slut. An object for others to use and abuse. Have you figured out what's filling up that needy hole of yours? Do you just not care right now? Grateful to have something filling you up? Or should I tell you? Do you want to know? How badly do you want to know what is inside you, huh? I don't know. Whatever or whoever is fucking you, you seem to be enjoying. The sensation of being felt up by multiple hands and fucking and all of this, it's just... it's drowning you in pleasure, isn't it? I'll tell you who is fucking you. Marion is using her natural strap to fuck that slutty hole of yours. How much longer do you think you're going to last?
Oh wow, they're really that tight? Still? But the purple one went first, like... wow, impressive.
Did you hear that? You are still so fucking tight from taking an 8-inch cock that Marion isn't going to last that much longer. She's going to fill you up with her cum, and then another friend of mine is going to take her place and get her sloppy seconds. Maybe if you're good, someone will come and eat her cum out of you before the next person goes. No, that job might be better suited to a fellow whore like yourself. Ooh, maybe next time I'll ask one of them to bring their little fuck toy over too. Nobody ever complained about too much entertainment at a party. Oh, yeah. This would make you not the center of attention. And I know how much you crave that. How much you need that. My little attention whore. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad attention, does it? No. No, it doesn't. Because as long as I'm right here, talking to you, giving all my focus to you, and you're happy. Such a fucking slut for it. And I don't think you could be any other way if you tried. It'd be hilarious to watch you fail at it, though. Watch you be anything other than my property. Marion is getting really close. Clamp down on her. Make her come for me. Show her what a good cum slut you are. Yeah, that's it. Really clamp down. Good. Attatoy. That's it. Making Marianne come inside you. Filling you to the brim with her cum. Such a well-behaved whore. Oh, wow. It seems someone, well, two people are taking pity on you. Isn't tonight your lucky night? Morgan is getting down on their knees to play with you, using their mouth while Amari is lining up her strap. Wow. That's a really big one. I hope you can take all of that. Wow. That might be bigger than one of the toys I use on you. Do you want me to count the inches as she pushes into you? Wait. Wait. I know how to make this even better.
Melanie, come here. I want you to melt this ice cube on them. Yeah, directly on them. You can slide it up and down their back or pick it up and place it down randomly. Have them try to keep still, like really whatever you want. Just make sure one ice cube melts completely. Morgan, I want you to make them come with their mouth. And Amari, go ahead and start fucking them. I want to count the inches as they go in.
Yeah, this is gonna be fun.
Yeah. You ready? One, two, three, 4 inches, 5, 6, 7. Oh, is that too much? You're not done. 8, 9 inches. Oh, are you too filled up? Come on, you can take the last one. You know you can do it. 10. Oh, look at that. All 10 inches of Amari's strap is inside you, filling up your insides. You must feel so full. So many feelings, so many sensations going on at once. You can't speak, you can't see, you can't move, you can't even think. All you can do is listen and feel. It's so fucking hot.
They're ready now, Amari. Go ahead and start fucking them. Yeah, they're definitely enjoying this. With the faces they're making right now. Yeah, I'm sure of it. And if you keep working them over with that tongue of yours, Morgan, I'm sure they won't last long.
Do you remember my friend Morgan's tongue fuck toy? Morgan is so fucking talented with it. Knows how to make me come in less than 5 minutes. Not even you can do that. I wonder if that tongue, combined with Amari's strap and Melanie's ice... How long will it take for you to last? You've already been fucked twice, you've already been filled with cum, and you only have my voice to relay whatever information I want to you. What if you've been fucked more than twice, but you had just passed out? Or what if you'd forgotten some because the cock felt that good? You weren't thinking, you weren't really there, you were just experiencing it. After all, you are just a dumb little toy, too stupid to be on your own. That's why I own you. That's why you're my property. That's why I let my friends have their way with you, do whatever they want with your slutty body, because it pleases me and it pleases them. You are nothing more than a way for everyone to get off. A whore like you is a dime a dozen. Oh. Are you already getting close? Is the fuck toy getting close to coming? Oh, poor thing. Do you want to come? Do you want to come? Oh, of course you do.
Mari, pick up the thrusting for me.
Thank you, dear.
And more. Oh.
You already got the memo.
Good. I really want them to be shaking before they orgasm. Want them to, like, black out because it feels so good to be used. To be tonight's party favor.
And you, my little fuck toy. The night is still young. We are only getting started. How are you going to react in an hour? Do you think there will ever be a moment tonight that your tight fucking hole is going to be empty? I doubt it. I think it's too hungry for whatever everyone here has to offer. And I just know you would agree if you could speak right now. With every thrust of the strap, with every lick of the tongue, with every swipe of the ice cube, with every sugar-coated insult, you keep getting closer and closer and closer, don't you? Yeah, of course you do. You can't help it. It's who you are. This right now, this slut restrained on the table before me, this is who you are. This is who you are always meant to be. You are nothing, unless I say so. You're mine. I do with you as I please, because it makes me happy. And you just look so good being fucked. You look so good being used and abused. My friends are so lucky. I'm so generous with my things. And so should you be. You should be so grateful that I don't mind sharing. That I let my friends play with you. Because, well, a fleshlight that isn't being used is sad, isn't it? Yeah. And that's what you are. You're just a fleshlight. You're a glorified hole.
The toy's getting close. I can tell.
Aren't you getting close? Yeah, of course you're getting close. I can tell from how your body's reacting. All those noises you're making. You just want to come so badly, don't you? But you're waiting for the magic words. You're waiting for me to tell you to. Yeah. Look at all that drool spilling out of your mouth. You're so fucking pathetic. All those pitiful words, all that sad begging just dies on your tongue because of the gag. It's a good thing I gagged you, really. Or else everyone would be hearing this. For being an object, you sure are loud. It's a good thing I enjoy the noises you make. I think it's fun to let the neighbors know how good I fuck my toy. A well-used toy is a happy toy, isn't that right? Oh, yes it is. Yes it is. Oh, look at you. It's doing so good for me, yeah. Are you trying to hold back your orgasm because it feels so good? All the sensations? It's all just coming to a tipping point, huh? You're not seeing, you're not speaking, you're not moving. Only my voice in your ear. Ice dripping down your back. A strap in your hole and a mouth on your body. It all feels so good, doesn't it? Too good, even. I don't want you to hold back from me. You are never to hold back from me, no. I want you to come. Come for me. Come for Mistress. If you don't come now, I don't know when the next time Morgan is going to be so generous and lend their tongue. So I would come now. Yeah, that's it. Look at you. So pretty when you come. Such a pretty little fuck toy, so good for me. Putting on such a good show for my friends. I know you can't hear it, but some of them have even taken out their phones, their cameras. They're taking videos and pictures. I'm sure they're gonna show it to their toys. Show them what a proper cum slut looks like. All blissed out and happy while they're shaking from their orgasm. You're doing great.
Who's next?